For years, Matteo Messina Denaro seemed untouchable. He escaped justice after being sentenced to life imprisonment for his role in the 1992 murders of anti-mafia prosecutors Giovanni Falcone and Paolo Borsellino. Although the crimes shocked Italy, Messina Denaro managed to stay out of prison for the last 3 decades. That was till Monday, when armed police appeared at his bedside in a private hospital on Italy's island of Sicily. The 60-year-old, nicknamed Diabolic, and Ussisu, or the Skinny One, had been treated for cancer. Police took him from La Maddalena Hospital in the Sicilian capital, Palermo. Wearing a brown fur-lined jacket, glasses, and a brown and white woolly hat, he was awaited by a crowd of reporters and onlookers. Once feared by the nation, the man was whisked away by two uniformed carabinieri police and bundled into a waiting black minivan. Other images on social media showed locals applauding and shaking hands with masked police as the minivan was driven from the suburban hospital to a secret location. His arrest underscored broader efforts by Italy's government to crack down on the highly organized mafia, known in Sicily as the Cosa Nostra. The mafia's crimes and societal influence have undermined Italy's image as a reliable European Union member. That's why Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni hailed the arrest as a great victory for the state. Maria Falcone, sister of the murdered judge, echoed that sentiment. She said the arrest proves that mafiosi, despite their delusions of omnipotence, are ultimately doomed to defeat in the conflict with the democratic state. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.